Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the meeting of the Board of Recreation and Parks Commissioners. Today is June 23rd, 2025. Good morning. May I ask everyone to take their seat, please? We're gonna proceed with our meeting. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Welcome to the meeting of the Board of Recreation and Parks Commissioners. Today is June 23rd, 2025. This board meeting is being conducted in person, and all public comments will be taken in person only. And given the roster of speakers we have this morning, each speaker will be granted a maximum of 1 minute for their public testimony, for the public comment, excuse me. Our first order of business is a call for the roll. Takesha, can you please take the roll?
Will do, Madam President. President Semerl.
Present.
Vice President Sanchez.
Present.
Commissioner Lloyd.
Present.
And we have quorum, Madam President.
Thank you so much. Our next order of business is approval of the motion from the minutes of the June 9th, 2025 meeting. May I have a motion?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Takesha, I have a motion and a second. Can you please call for the vote?
Yes, President Semerl. We have a motion and a second to approve the regular minutes from June 9th, 2025. Vice President Sanchez, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Lloyd, how do you vote?
Aye.
President Semerl, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carries.
Thank you. And our next order of business is a general manager's update. And standing in for Mr. Kim is Mr. Rudnick. Matthew?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, members of the public. Matthew Rudnick, executive officer. Good morning, commissioners and staff. I'll give a few updates and I'll attempt to be brief given the number of folks we have in attendance today. Per the board's request from last meeting, our planning staff are preparing a report back to the board on policy and environmental considerations regarding synthetic turf fields, as well as a report back on tree replanting and removal concerns regarding the Hollywood Rec Center renovation project. Those reports are forthcoming. Over the last 2 weeks, the department has been providing resources and information to staff and park users as a result of recent federal immigration enforcement activities in Los Angeles. We will continue to keep the board informed regarding any impacts to the department's programs and operations on the go forward. In more positive news, the week before last, the department hosted a press luncheon in advance of this year's Lotus Festival at Echo Park Lake. This year's festival, scheduled for the weekend of July 12th, will be celebrating the people and culture of the Republic of Korea. We'd like to thank Commissioner Lloyd for attending and representing the board at the luncheon. She did volunteer to be on a dragon boat, so we're going to be taking her up on that. We'd also like to thank Anita Meacham, Carlos Alvarado, and the Metro Region Recreation staff for all their work preparing for this year's festival. Summer sports programs and seasonal pool season is in full swing. More information on all our programs for this summer is available at laparks.org. That concludes the GM updates for this morning.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the commissioners? Hearing none, we'll move on to our next order of business is public comment. Takesha, can you conduct public comment, please?
What are I doing my sheet? Will do, Madam President. I will call the first three constituents to come up to the podium. You will be granted a maximum of 1 minute. And if you have further comment, you may send them to our RAP inbox at rap.commissioners@lacity.org. Chris Lieb. Ricardo Gomez. And Paul Hardren.
Ready? Good morning, commissioners. Chris Labe here. Thank you for having this meeting at South Griffith Park. Good crowd. Hello, Matt. Regarding the master planning process, which is out for RFP for South Griffith Park, both the LFIA, which represents residents adjacent to Griffith Park, and the Griffith Park Advisory Board have shared our positions with you all about the 13 acres here in South Griffith Park. Both the organizations consider this to be more of a city park than the traditional wilderness park of Griffith Park. And because of the dense new apartment population, both organizations have concluded that this area should be viewed as a city park and is ideal area to build the long promised permanent adult center combined with a community room. The adult center common to most city parks, but act as a meeting space for the Neighborhood Council, Griffith Park Advisory Board, and other local civic organizations. The highest priority is to get the seniors out of the temporary decaying trailers next door and give them the permanent home that they deserve. It's time for us to fulfill that commitment and support this large, deserving, and esteemed population in our community. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Ricardo Gomez, good morning, commissioners. I just want to state my support for building that adult community center as soon as possible. And I'd like to say that it's time to get rid of the bridge home. One of the things that really bothers me is that every time housing is put on park property, you're depriving low-income housed people of relevant park services. They're the ones carrying the burden, and it's time to stop that kind of behavior. So please implement the South Griffith Park Master Plan and close the bridge home shelter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very nervous doing this, but I'm here because I'm very concerned about also the bridge home. I've been a resident here for 15 years and have seen just a decline in the general surroundings and what kind of permeates into the neighborhood as a result of that. And I understand that they're going under new management now. So hopefully that will improve the situation. I was in favor of it because I feel like something has to be done in this type of situation, but the ending result of how it was managed before is not what I expected. So anyway, I think that it needs attention, and hopefully the new management company will be good. Maybe they can be on a month-to-month kind of lease situation as opposed to an annual thing to see how well they perform. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Going to bring up the next three, Patty Ramirez, Dennis Chu, and Cameron Flanagan.
Good morning, commissioners. I am Hattie Ramirez. As a longtime active volunteer and one of the younger seniors, I implore you to support and actively work on building a new community center to benefit the older adults at Griffith Park Adult Community Center and the community. We are one of the most active and successful older adult community centers, yet we operate in a dilapidated 23-year-old construction site trailer used for the renovation and expansion of the Griffith Park Observatory. Older adults are the fastest growing segment of our population. It is time to decommission the Riverside Drive Bridge Home and restore the site to recreation as envisioned by the South of Griffith Park Master Plan. It is long overdue to actively work on the future home of a much needed community center for our older adults and others in our wonderful community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. I am Dennis Chu, a resident of Los Feliz, a longtime resident of Los Feliz. I'm asking that you support the Griffith Park Master Plan and that are against the bridge housing extension of time, because it isn't a positive project within our borders. I'll read for you just a moment a paragraph from an article by Nick Petsouris. But what got me is at the end, it is a quote from Judge Millen Smith Jr. of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal. And what caught my eye was it was written in 2023. Quote, there are stretches of the city where one cannot help but this government has shirked its most important responsibility under the social contract, providing public safety and ensuring public.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Morning, commissioners. How are you? So my name is Cameron Flanagan, and all I want to say is that the shelter has been there 5 years We have an 8% return, which is not enough to be an effective shelter. The shelter lease, please make it month to month to see how the new operator keeping you connected does in working with this very involved population. We have pleaded with Councilmember Rahman and her strategy committee meeting to bring housing developers and property managers to the shelter to offer housing that is available. The residents of the shelter are left to get themselves housed unless other nonprofits go to the shelter to help them use their $2,200 a month vouchers. The community is asking the board for a clear plan to sunset the shelter while ensuring existing residents are transitioned to other programs and other supportive housing.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Takesha, hold on a quick second. For those who have a seat that's available next to you, we're going to bring out more seats for those in the back. But if you have a seat available, can you please raise your hand for those who are standing in the back and need a seat? Please raise your hand for the folks in back. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Takesha.
I'm going to bring up the next three. Noah Weiss, Susan Winslow, and Kelvin Mulligan.
Commissioners, good afternoon. Good morning. Here to basically advocate for a more objectively fair policy relative to the bridge shelter that's over here. It's one thing if it's working. It's one thing if it's not. I appreciate the fact of this commission. You're the only institution in the city, this commission, in terms of demanding some accountability from the operator. The operator path is now changing. We don't know who that new operator is. Consistent with your protocol with any other vendor, you would normally require some kind of competence, performance, criteria of the new vendor. You don't have that here. You have basically, you've given it to General Services, but General Services doesn't operate bridge shelters, so that's kind of a sham. General Services then subleases, apparently, to this new owner. There's no lease. I think for you guys to be best positioned to control your own property, at a minimum, at least require that this new operator sign an agreement with Rec and Parks to tell you what.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Esteemed and hardworking commissioners, I'm going to ask how many folks in this audience are here to revitalize the park and want the community center? Let's raise your hand and let them know. Okay, commissioners, these are good folks. These are hardworking folks, families paying property taxes, volunteering, law-abiding folks who want to see Griffith Park restored to a wonderful park, a great park. So I respectfully ask you, who are you supporting? A failed experiment in temporary housing that continues to facilitate addiction, vandalism, more homelessness, criminality, all to the dismay and embarrassment of you and us? Or are you supporting law-abiding, responsible, good folks who want a healthy life for themselves and their community? I respectfully ask you to sunset the bridge shelter with a firm deadline. Put your efforts and resources
in
the vital community. This will be your legacy.
Hi, commissioners. Thank you for your time. My name is Kevin. 6 years ago, David Rue and the city council agreed to put in master plan a new community center. And then we got the shelter. We agreed to the shelter, and we thought it was a good idea at the time. We agreed to 3-year installation, 2 1-year extensions. That has expired. It is over. It is time to now fulfill the promise of the community center for the entire public, not just a slim minority of people in this portion of the park. We've tolerated open drug use from a nursery school. We've tolerated vandalism, destruction of the Mulhall and Fountain, burning down of the LA Sheriff's property. We don't need to tolerate that any longer. What we need to do is meet the community where they are, to meet the needs of the community, and to allow them, everybody,
to enjoy the park.
Thank you for your time. Thank you. I'm going to call up the next three. I believe it's Mullian Bush, Sherelle Conejo, and Karen Saunders.
Good morning. My name is Marilyn Bush.
Oh, Marilyn.
My name is Marilyn Bush. I don't envy your job. I served on the Commission for Children, Youth, and Their Families for 5 years. And I realize the face. You have a chance to be real heroes here. We have the Olympics coming. We have the mayor realizing that the great experience of having shelters such as we have was going to be a positive facility for our homeless problem. She's decided it is not, and we're moving on to other things. We have a senior center that is derelict in terms of its housing. It turned out to be very well for several years, thanks to our former councilman. It needs your help. We can have this whole area really as a showcase if you move quickly and make the decisions that need to be made with the monies that are becoming available to make
changes.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. It's been a while. LA's been through a lot lately. I hope you're all okay. I hope we all do well with this. I'm here today as a local resident. You know my feelings about the pony rides, the senior center, whatever. Today, I'm primarily here as a member of the Hollywood Dog Obedience Club, since 1949, giving low-cost dog obedience and puppy classes. We serve the community. We would like to be involved in the planning in South Griffith Park. Planning. We've been told by CD4 that we're a stakeholder. Nobody has reached out to us. We don't know how to become involved. That's what we want to know. Thank you so much.
My name is Karen Saunders. I'm a past president and 40-year member of Hollywood Dog Obedience Club. We have been here for 77 years. We'd like to be part of the planning process. We put the first outdoor lights in your South Griffith Park here so we could train at night and gave those to the park. We'd like to help do other things that are good for Griffith Park. Also, we represent a sporting dogs group. We'd like an area that we could have for dog sport, not a dog park, dog sports. And you'll find the Sepulveda Basin did a review, and you started to hear from the people involved in dog sports, and there are thousands of us out there. We'd like to spend our money in LA County, not spend it in San Bernardino, Ventura, and San Diego. If we could stay here, it'd be really, really nice. So let us be part of the planning process.
Thank you for your time. I'm going to bring up the next three. Sarah Jane Schwartz, Christine O'Brien, and Lynn Hansen.
I live in Hollywood land where ambulances can take 45 minutes to get through, fire trucks have to wait to have cars towed, and emergency equipment routinely gets stuck, turns around to find an alternative route. This is caused by you. We have been begging for a fire public capacity to be set at Lake Hollywood Pocket Park. Evacuations would be impossible. Also, Friends of Griffith Park are circulating a hiking app that's being supported by you. Your liability is enormous. The Wisdom Tree Loop is almost half outside the park and directs hikers to walk in narrow, blind, curved, 17-foot-wide residential streets with no sidewalks and past no trespassing signs. It's extremely dangerous. RAP must stop supporting this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Christine O'Brien, also from Hollywoodland. A result of circumventing proper process is compromised public safety, violating the city charter and the purpose of the park. This happened with bridge housing and numerous issues in Hollywoodland, the Hollywoodland Park area, which is 440 acres, donated to the city by our developer in 1944. I submitted a timeline. I'd like you to review it. If you have any questions, please call me. I'd love to show you the area. I'd love to show you all the problems that we have. Please address our issues. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Lynn Hansen, Los Feliz. We oppose continuing the bridge shelter. It has brought problems to our neighborhood and its contracted time has expired. We need to repair the fountain, pool, and senior center. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to bring up the last constituent, Jonathan Diaz.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Jonathan Diaz. I am a recreation assistant with this very department, and I am also president of Local 741, the rec union. I wanted to be here to introduce myself and to let you guys know that I am trying to organize and trying to get more rec assistants involved in our union. I advocate for part-time issues because this is a part-time union. And as we all know, part-timers are the ones that run the day-to-day aspects at every single site throughout the city. I am also, within my capacity, I am also a vice president of District 2 within AFSCME, and that also includes helping full-timers within the department. So I was just here. Main reason is to introduce myself and to let you know that unfortunately, it is very difficult to organize rec assistance because we do not have adequate site lists. We do not know who is working at each site. So I don't know if that's something within the Board of Commissioners' purview, but if we could get that information and visit each site, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam President, we do not have any further requests for general public comment.
Thank you. Our next order of business before we take our board reports, can we hear from members of the public who want to make public comment on specific board report items?
Madam President, we do not receive any board report public comments.
Hearing none, our next order of business is our board reports. And with the consent of the commissioners, I would like to take all of the board report items on consent. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Takesha, I have a motion and a second to take all of the board report items on consent. Can you conduct the vote, please?
Will do, Madam President. Then we have a motion and a second to take the following board reports on consent. 25-100, 25-101, 25-102, 25-103, 25-104, 25-105, 25-106, 25-107, 25-108, 25-109, 25-110, and 25-111. Vice President Sanchez, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Lloyd, how do you vote?
Aye.
President Simrow, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carries.
Thank you. Our next order of business is neighborhood council comments. Do we have any neighborhood council comments, Takesha?
We have not received any such requests, Madam President.
Okay. I notice Commissioner Hutton is not here, but do we have any task force verbal updates from their last meeting? No. Are there any other comments from the commissioners on further agenda items within our jurisdiction? Anything else from the commissioners? Well, seeing none, a reminder, our July 3rd meeting was canceled due to the 4th of July holiday. The next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, July 17th, 2025 at 9 a.m. and will be at the Ramona Hall at 4580 North Figueroa Street in Los Angeles, California. This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.